This is Jan Swift, and you're listening to Discover Lafayette, a podcast dedicated to the people and rich culture of Lafayette, the gateway to South Louisiana. We record in the offices of Raider Solutions, a technology company that offers a complete fleet of IT solutions for businesses of all sizes. Raider's motto is, "You just want it to work, we understand." If you're wondering if Raider can help your business, please visit RaiderSolutions.com. I'd like to thank Iberia Bank for its support. Founded in 1887, Iberia Bank is the largest bank based in Louisiana, headquartered in Lafayette, with 329 combined locations throughout the South. They offer the resources of a national bank with the personal touch of a community bank. Visit IberiaBank.com for more information. And lastly, I want to express my gratitude for Lafayette General Health. As Acadiana's largest nonprofit, community-owned regional health system, Lafayette General Health is committed to restoring, maintaining, and improving health in the communities it serves. For more information, visit LafayetteGeneral.com. Today, we welcome Sherry Hernandez and Richard Stiegel of Miles Perrett Cancer Services to talk about the 19th Annual Games of Acadiana on August 17, 2019 at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. This is the signature fundraiser of the organization, and I can't wait to hear more about all the games this year. And we'll also talk about the services provided by Miles Perrett for individuals and families fighting, surviving, and living with cancer. Since 2002, Miles Perrett Cancer Services has served over 16,000 families in Acadiana. 100% of the funds raised stay in Acadiana. So Richard and Sherry, welcome to Discover Lafayette.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, I can't believe a year has gone by since we spoke. It's time for the games again.
It's so flown by.
Yeah. Yeah, so every year I know it gets bigger and better, and you've got new things going on. So if you want to talk about the games first, and then we can talk about a lot of the services that you provide.
Sure.
So who's going to start first?
I think Sherry can.
So this year is our, I can't believe I'm going to say, our 19th
right.
annual Games of Acadiana. So next year will be our 20th anniversary. I can't believe it's been so many years that we've had this wonderful event going on. And it really has become a signature fundraiser for Miles Perrett. What a lot of people may not realize is that the first Games of Acadiana actually took place before we ever opened our doors in 2002. And so the event was so successful that we were able to open Miles Perrett Cancer Services the very next year. So I think that's a real special story. And I think that's what keeps Games of Acadiana kind of close to our hearts and close to the hearts of our survivors and families in the community as well.
I love that it includes everyone in the community. You don't have to pay to attend, although of course you can donate, but people can show up. And there's all kinds of events going on. Richard, I know you were talking earlier about the day starts early.
Yeah, we do. So we begin the day actually with our triathlon. And so there's about 350, hopefully closer to 400 this year participants.
Now, are you participating?
No, but my family does actually.
They do.
And so it begins with a swim, and then it's got a bike ride, and then a run. And it's a great day to start, you know, that Saturday, if you will. And then we try to encourage everyone to come on over to the Games of Acadiana, along with their family members and what have you, and have a great time, if you will.
Right.
You know, we are so blessed to be in Acadiana, have close to 100 sponsors that actually support us, the local businesses and individuals, you know, in a variety of different ways. And as we said, you know, it's free to the public for people to come and participate. Probably the most touching part of the day is the survivor walk, and you know, where we open our ceremonies, and people come in that are cancer survivors or fighting it at that time, and we play this music, and it's led by, you know, last year we had Ronald McDonald. He did a wonderful job, and you know, it's a very special moment to acknowledge and honor those that are fighting this disease.
Right.
That's right. And, you know, just to reiterate again, you know, this is a free event to the community, and that is something that's very important to the Perrett family and to our staff at Miles Perrett Cancer Services. And it really has become a way for us to say thank you to the community and really just give them a day of fun for the whole family and giving thanks for supporting us and local survivors in the community.
I know there's also wristbands, though, that people can purchase as a tribute
there
to what you're doing.
And so there's a few different ways that if families or individuals, you know, want to give back, you know, they're able to do so. And so one of the things that we offer is called a GPS wristband. And what that does is kind of give you an exclusive inside look into a couple of very special games. So each year we choose about 3 to 4 games that are considered GPS games. Mm-hmm. And the only way to experience those games is through purchasing a GPS wristband. So it's just a way to kind of, give incentive, the community incentive, and just a little something special. And then, of course, all of the proceeds from that go directly back to Miles Parrott Cancer Services and to our clients and cancer patients in the community.
So can you talk about the games, like little people to all ages?
That's
participate, right?
And
what kind of games can people expect?
So when we say we have something for the whole family, we really mean we have something for the whole family.
Even the little toddlers.
We do. So we have kind of taken over one of the areas, and now we call that our toddler play area. We even have a stroller parking area where moms can come and park their strollers. We swap name tags with them so they can leave it, and then almost like valet parking, but it's valet stroller parking for the moms. And we have a variety of different games for toddlers, and then of course, as you move into the bigger venues and the Cajun Dome and main arena of the convention center, we have a ton of inflatable games, everything from something that we call Monster Spider Jump, where it's a few different trampolines that kids or adults can get harnessed into jump around. Last year and this year, too, we have something called a Zombie Laser Tag, which it's an inflatable laser tag game, but the same principle is there to a normal laser tag. So we do have some really elaborate games. Of course, a few of the most popular games are some of our athletic games like Home Run Derby, and of course our fastest pitch game, which is sponsored by Raider Solutions. So the team at Raider has been really great in supporting us and supporting that game through their software, and every year they're coming up with new ideas just to make it more fun for the kids and families.
Do you have a favorite game through the years that you've seen?
I have two, I think, and that's only because I've been, I guess you could say, a tester for these games. And so one is Wipeout. And so that works traditionally, just if you've ever seen Wipeout on TV, or there's a rotating bar that goes around the middle of a ring, and as it passes your platform, you have to jump over it. Or in some of the Wipeout games, you have to jump over or under. The bars are different sizes. So that one's pretty interesting, pretty fun, and probably Monster Spider Jump, too. That one's really neat.
Silly,
and all ages can enjoy those games, and it's just a way to, you know, kind of let your hair down and just have fun. And if you're an adult, feel like you're a kid again. And if you're a kid, it gives you the chance to experience some really neat games that maybe you wouldn't have the chance to experience anywhere else.
So people show up all day. Like, they don't have to get there early. They can just wander in. What are the hours of the event?
So it goes from 10 to 4. So we kick off our survivor walk and opening ceremonies at 10 o'clock. And then at 10:30, we have an NFL referee that blows our game whistle. And the official kickoff to games is at 10:30.
Okay.
And then our kids can play games all day long until 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I know that day must be something. I don't know how you survived this. It's such a wonderful event, but I know this takes a lot to put on.
It really does. But, you know, it's been such a blessing for us that the community has opened their arms to us for this many years and allowed us to continue, you know, showing our support and being able to just have a fun day for all of Acadiana.
So I think the thing that we want to do is say thank you to our volunteers, because we couldn't do it without them. There's at least 1,000 volunteers all throughout the community coming. And you people have been really at the first games and still participating today. And so, you know, we have a very wonderful coordinator that works with our staff. And, you know, we get a lot of these sponsors. They'll send people. It's a great morale booster to give back to the community that can come out and work the games and participate and have a lot of fun. But it's really just people throughout the community come in, and that's the way we execute this.
Yeah. So. I think it's become a part of our culture. You know, if you didn't do it, people would really miss this. It's just a wonderful way to say thank you, and also to raise awareness of all your services.
Right.
Absolutely. So. And our tagline for this event is play with a purpose. And so we kind of put that everywhere that we can. And I think it really starts to resonate with families when they come out to have fun and play, but when they really see the end result of what that is all about. So play with a purpose has kind of become, you know, our theme and our tag. And it really has, you know, stuck with us throughout the years.
Well, I know that the center was set up because of the loss of the Parrott family, and they understood, you know, better than probably anyone what it's like to lose a child, a family member, to cancer. Mm-hmm. So if you can talk about some of the services that you've continued to offer and sure. some of the things people may not be aware of what Miles Parekh Cancer Services offers.
So we have 25 services and programs that we offer to the community. And some examples could be you've got wigs and hats and scarves for those that may be losing their hair as they're going through treatments. We have prosthesis. We have mastectomy items. We have nutritional supplements, you know, to help with your dietary needs. We try to help people financially through transportation assistance to get to and from their treatments. And we have a variety of medical supplies and medical equipment that we can also provide to those that are in need as well. We have some great support groups. We have a breast cancer support group. We have a Journey for Hope support group that's focused on the family themselves, the care for the caregiver support group. Again, caregivers are so important when you're going through this journey of, you know, battling this disease, if you will. And we have a wonderful wellness center, too, you know, where we encourage people from a nutrition standpoint and an exercise aspect to come in and use our center for as long as they'd like. With exercise and Pilates and yoga and what have you. So a wide variety of things we do, you know, to help support those that are going through the various stages of the cancer journey, if you will.
Right, right.
And I think one of the things that is special about the services that we provide is they are all based on a family's personal experience. So, you know, when local cancer patients come into our office, I think they can feel that mm-hmm. and they can feel that, you know, all of the services that we provide and every decision that we make really comes from the heart and it comes from personal experience. So there's not one single service that we offer that is, you know, obsolete or, you know, mm-hmm. we really do have something for every stage of the journey, whether, you know, it's actual day of diagnosis all the way to, you know, being cancer free for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So there really is, you know, a service or a program that we're able to offer no matter, you know,
That's
what
right.
stage of the journey that an individual might be.
Could you explain how it works if somebody thinks they're interested in receiving services, whether they have cancer or they're, you know, a survivor or a family member of someone?
Yes,
do they walk in and maybe have an appointment? And
Well, there's no appointment.
Okay,
just walk in.
Just walk in.
Walk in, and we'll have a service coordinator meet with you and learn about your situation.
So they just let you talk, and you can share,
yes,
like, this is where I am.
This is where you're at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, what we have, there are 10 parishes that we support. And what we look for are people that are diagnosed with cancer that are either live in those 10 parishes or being treated within the 10 parishes.
Okay.
And again, there's no appointment needed. They just need to come and talk with us.
Uh-huh.
Many of our we call them clients instead of patients, actually are referred to by their various doctors, oncologists, and what have
mm-hmm.
you. So that's a lot of how the name gets out to those and then come see us.
Right. So financially, how does that... Like if someone's coming to you for help, what kind of cost do they incur?
So one of the really neat things about our services is that everything that we offer, whether it's on our program side of the situation or our services side, it's all free of charge. Always free of charge. There's never any cost associated with anything that we provide. And that, you know, has been very important to us as we continue offering services and programs, that we're able to continuously offer those free of charge to the community.
That's why Games of Acadiana is so
important
to us,
yeah.
You know, for fundraising. Nearly 50% of our funds come from the events that we put on throughout the year.
Wow.
And another 30 or so percent come from just general donations
mm-hmm.
From individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we're
right.
able to provide all these services and programs free of charge.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that last year about 3,400 families were assisted.
That's right.
A lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And since we opened our doors in 2002, we have helped over 16,000 families. And
mm-hmm.
all of the funding from that has come directly from the community. We are a non-government funded nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
which means so all of our funds literally
right.
come right here from our, you know, our families, our neighbors, our friends, and then go right back out
mm-hmm.
into the community to help those same individuals.
So I'm assuming every year you're helping more and more people as word spreads about the services, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Cancer, as much as we like to see it go away, is not. And so we always want to be there to support the community as much as we can. About 1,500, every year we see about 1,500 new clients come to the center. You know, Lafayette Parish is our largest parish in terms of clients, but also quite a number of people from St. Landry and from Iberia Parish as well, as well as all the way down to St. Mary's and Avoyelles. One of the services that we offer is our mobile miles. And so we have a van that's filled with supplies that will go to a number of local communities, go to Crowley or go to Ville Platte or go to New Iberia, what have you, and meet the clients there to bring the services and the needs, meet their needs there.
Yeah, that's a big service because
it really
for people
is.
That aren't well to begin with,
well, and
it's
they can't always get to Lafayette,
right?
So if we can take it to them, that's a help, right? One more little thing that can help.
Yeah. So if people want to help, like let's say I may not have a lot of cash, but I want to help, like what types of volunteers do you need or do you like to see? Like what are some things people can offer?
So we have a variety of volunteer opportunities throughout the year. On a regular basis, the task could be anything from helping us fold our client calendars and getting those out to a variety of office tasks that we need. I mean, it kind of changes year to year and month to month. And then once we get into our event season, we're obviously always looking for event volunteers either to help us prep for an event. That could be getting items together at our office, set up, you know, the few days prior to an event, or even actually volunteering and being an able body at one of our events and, you know, helping us work the event.
Right.
Now, we, you know, we always are welcoming people to come and volunteer. And like Sherry says, there's always a variety of things around the office that we need support with. And we have a great group already. And so it's always great to add to the group, if you will, in supporting our efforts. And we thank them because, again, we couldn't operate without their support.
Right. And it seems like there's such a network in our community, like, you know, other associations I'm sure that you partner with as your, do you call them clients or your the people that you assist? What do you, how do you refer to the people that come in?
We call them clients. We're considered what you would call a non-medical nonprofit. So we kind of use the term client and patient interchangeable.
Yeah,
so you'll
right.
you'll hear us refer to local cancer patients as clients when we're referring to them in-house.
Yeah, because it seems like there's some associations out there, other nonprofits that probably partner well with you as people.
Well, we try to do a little bit with other nonprofits. We had Family Tree representatives in our office the other day, you
That's
know,
great.
Working on some things.
They do so much.
Yeah, they do.
Family
and,
Tree.
And the thing we really work on, too, is our relationship with the local oncologists and the hospitals to ensure that our services and programs are meeting the needs of the patient. We go and visit with them, you know, each year, and we have a good dialogue. We share information about what's working well, how can we improve, and it's all about doing what's right for the patient. And it's a great relationship with them.
And a few years ago, another thing, I know Richard mentioned mobile miles, but we really tried to increase our outreach efforts a couple of years ago. So now not only does an individual have to come directly to our office to maybe, you know, seek answers or get items, you know, for their cancer journey. But we also have our service coordinators in the different oncology centers and working in the different radiology centers. And they're able to meet with patients or clients when they're actually there getting their chemotherapy or their radiation. So they're not having to make a separate trip and have another appointment to come and get items that they might need.
Right. That's
so
really
that's
good.
Been a really neat service that we're able to have them out in the community. So we still have a variety of service coordinators in our office as well for all of our walk-ins or patients that still want to set an appointment, even though, you know, we don't require that. But they're able to talk with them when they're already at a normal doctor's appointment anyway. And so that just kind of takes one more thing off their list, off their task list, and that's been a really neat service.
I'm sure that's a relief because friends I've had that have, you know, had cancer, I know that they're exhausted when you're getting treatments or you're just dealing with what's going to happen. To have your service, I
Absolutely.
Know, is so meaningful.
Well, and you know, we mentioned that all the decisions and, you know, the choices that we make, you know, really come directly from, you know, a family's personal experience and also other experiences from, you know, feedback that we've gotten from other cancer patients. But that's one of those items that comes directly from that list. You know, families that are, you know, unfortunately diagnosed with this terrible, you know, disease have enough to worry about and enough on their plate. And doctor's appointments and appointments is just one of those things. So we really want to make their journey as easy as possible. And, you know, if we can implement certain outreach programs or just certain tasks like that, that can ease up their schedule and, and make their life a little easier, then that's what, you know, we're always trying to do.
I think the seed planted by the Pret family, Hank and Debbie, all those years ago has just really blossomed.
Well, they sell the name.
So many people.
You know, you have your doctors and nurses and hospitals. But there's so much more that you need beyond that. And as much as we can as a center, that was Hank and Debbie's vision, was to fill that gap, fill that need, if you will, of the for the patient client.
Right.
And, you know, and going through their experience, I mean, they realized there was a real void in our community. I mean, there really wasn't any one place that was offering services and programs to families that they needed. And so, you know, going through their personal journey, they were able to kind of, you know, almost put together a checklist of things that, you know, other families, whether it's, you know, a pediatric cancer patient or an adult cancer patient, items and services that, you know, are really would be useful to all families.
Things they wish they had had.
Probably. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah. That's right. It was interesting, just anecdotally, the other day we had a couple of visitors from the Lake Charles area, and they wanted to learn more about what we do at Miles Pret and the services we provide and how it got started. Because there's nothing like that, nothing that exists in that Southwest Louisiana area, you know, in terms of support. And they were just overwhelmed, you know, by all the good things that are going on. And they're trying to start up their little...
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. My husband's family's from Lake Charles.
Yeah, so definitely.
Oh, that would be so helpful for
it
people.
Would be.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we cover a 10-parish area, but even though, you know, we were out in a large service area, you know, it still seems to never be enough. I mean, as the numbers increase from to year, unfortunately, and more individuals are diagnosed, there's always a need for more services and more programs. So we're, you know, we're happy to see that kind of expand and and hit more parishes than maybe, you know, we're not able to reach.
Right, right. So we're here with Jason Sikora, who I know is a big volunteer.
He is.
At the games.
Oh, yeah.
He
every
loves these
year,
games.
Yes.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Do you have any questions?
Angry Birds.
I know. He wants Angry Birds.
I love watching Angry Birds, so when it comes back, I'm going to bring my drone and just film that all day long.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun one.
So we love what you guys are doing, and Raider Solutions is obviously a proud supporter of everything that you guys do. We love Games of Acadiana, as I'm sure every other company that supports you guys do as well. So anybody listening that supports Miles Pret Cancer Services, shout out to you. I have one question and then a few comments. If somebody wants to donate money, how do they go about doing that?
So we have a few different ways they can do that. Obviously through a corporate donation, either directly to Miles Pret or by sponsoring one of our signature fundraisers. We also have a program in place called I'm In, and that was really set in place for individuals to understand that you really don't have to donate this, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to make an impact, that every dollar counts. So through our I'm In program, whether it's a $1 donation, you know, all the way up, I mean, it really can be personalized to an individual. So they can make that online through our website at milesperrett.org, or they're able to mail in a check or form of payment, or obviously any day stop by our office and we can take care of that.
Yep.
That's awesome. All right. So just a couple comments. I highly recommend you volunteer. It's a lot. It's a ton of fun, and it's like a family reunion every year. Like you guys coming in here, and then we're gonna all meet down there at the games and see all the different liaisons and the same volunteers that we see year after year. It's a ton of fun. And then obviously, like all of the employees here, love the fastest pitch.
It's a good one.
Enough so we developed a web server and software to actually keep track of everything and then push it to the web. And every year we write down a list of updates that we want to do for the next year. So we're going to set it up. here shortly in the next few days and just start working on it. And we'll spend 2 weeks working on it and then bring it down and show off our tech skills.
Talk about what is the fastest pitch.
So like, fastest pitch, it's a radar gun. Mm-hmm. And you come up and you throw.
Anybody can do it?
Anybody can do it. Mm-hmm. Come on. If you're 2 years old or if you're 7 years, it doesn't matter. And the radar gun then grabs your throws, how fast they are. And then we save all that information. We push it to the web so you can see who the top scorers are. And so it's always like those 12, 13, 14-year-olds who keep on coming back through every time, mm-hmm. and they try to throw it fast. And they go and they look at the scoreboard and see who's ahead. And we do about almost 1,000 people come through ours.
That's a lot.
It's nonstop. And I know it starts at 10. Mm-hmm. But we start seeing kids at 9 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're lining up and
oh, yeah.
So even though it's not officially open until 10, we do have few that sneak in and they're ready to go.
Yeah, they do.
It's like Disney World.
So we start sitting up at about 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock, and get everything going because we know that those 9 o'clockers are going to come through and want to hit the scoreboard.
I like that. Well, and Acadiana has become such, you know, we're such a heavy softball, baseball. Mm-hmm. area, and so you know, like Jason said, that they come through and they just, you know, they're competitive against themselves but also against their friends. Last year we had an individual that, in lieu of having, I guess, a private birthday party, Games of Acadiana was his birthday party, and so he brought his whole group. I think there was probably maybe 10 in the group, and they were friends but also a baseball team. And every time I passed by, they were in line for fastest pitch. So you know, it's kind of become a celebration for more than one reason.
Yeah,
but all the events are super fun. Even Home Run Derby right next to us, mm-hmm. with the UL kids, that's always packed.
Yeah, quarterback pass.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
That's
cool. Quarterback pass.
I saw the maze last year. That looked to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the maze. That's right.
So yeah, just I encourage everybody, just come out even for an hour or two and bring your family, and you're gonna have a blast. And then spaghetti.
Oh, yes.
You know, and so this is another one of those ways that you can contribute to us as well, and by filling your tummy as well. So we always wanted to be able to offer a nutritious option. And so each year we sell spaghetti dinners at Games of Acadiana. And so they used to be outside. And so now we've been able to move inside. So it's a way to just get off your feet for a little bit, sit in the air conditioned, kind of relax and recoup, and then eat a delicious lunch. And then the proceeds from that obviously go back to Miles Perret as well. So it's just another way to be able to contribute and then also enjoy a delicious lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, guys. So thank you very much for coming in today. And again, thank you for letting me comment and ask some questions.
Absolutely.
So Sherry Hernandez and Richard Stiegel of Miles Perret Cancer Services, thank you for what you do for our community. And again, for anybody that wants to know more information, they can go to milesperret.org, M-I-L-E-S-P-E-R-R-E-T. org. I want to thank you for joining Discover Lafayette and sharing your wonderful story.
Thank you again for having us.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of our listeners also. You can catch this episode and all of our episodes at discoverlafayette.net. You can subscribe and get this delivered to your phone every Friday. We release a new podcast. You can go through iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you get your podcast. Please share it with your friends so we can build our audience and keep the podcast going. Thanks to Raider Solutions, Avery Bank, Lafayette General. Appreciate their sponsorships. On behalf of Discover Lafayette, this is Jane Swift.